The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It's National Donut Day. And I am ashamed and embarrassed to say I have not had a single donut yet today. Yeah, I have shirked my responsibility. Hey, it's National Donut Day, but most people don't realize that that actually began with the Salvation Army. The basis of National Donut Day goes all the way back to World War I. And then in the 1930s, and anyway, top of the hour at 5 o'clock, I'm going to have one of the fine representatives from the Central Ohio Salvation Army, and he's going to fill us in on National Donut Day. Hey, I'm all for that. Anyway, that will be at the top of the hour really, really quick. We are now over $11,000 for our CSI campaign to free slaves in northern Sudan. Our goal, $8,400. You have now given over $11,000. Our goal was 34 slaves. You have freed because of your generosity over 45 slaves. And today's the last day. If you have not had the opportunity to give, one of our precious listeners gave $1,000 yesterday, just yesterday. And that individual knows who they are. I hope they're listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and God bless you. Someone else yesterday gave $250. And again, thank you, thank you, thank you. Today's the last day. If you have not had an opportunity to give, the banner is still up at thewordcolumbus.com. It'll be gone tomorrow, but it's still up today. Go to thewordcolumbus.com, click on the CSI banner, Christian Solidarity International, and give whatever God lays on your heart. Every $250 frees another slave, or you can call 877-882-0792. Now, let me repeat it again if you want to write it down. 877-882-0792. Today is the last day, but my goodness, folks, thank you, thank you, thank you for your incredible generosity. In heaven, we will have the opportunity to meet these folks that you were generous enough to provide freedom in Christ. So thank you. All right. Some good news out of Georgia. Yeah, they're doing some good things down in Georgia in spite of what the liberal left wants you to believe. The Georgia Board of Education, by an 11-2 vote, oh, that the Ohio School Board would follow suit. By an 11-2 vote, the state school board in Georgia adopted a resolution forbidding the teaching of critical race theory. Now, again, this is very important to understand. The words CRT, critical race theory, are not contained. Only the tenets, the teaching, the belief, the ideology behind critical race theory. Critical race theory is not mentioned, just the tenets of it. The resolution passed by the Georgia School Board contains language restricting external private influences from changing school teaching, which is an attempt to exclude diversity consultancies or activist nonprofits. It also prevents teachers from being forced to teach an individual's worth or sense of shame should be dependent upon their race or sex. Who could disagree with that? Seriously. Liberal, conservative, Republican, Democrat? Who could disagree with preventing teachers from being forced to teach that an individual's worth or sense of shame should be dependent upon their race or their sex? Here is part of what the resolution says. Quote, concepts that impute fault, blame, a tendency to oppress others, or the need to feel guilt or anguish to persons solely because of their race or sex violate the premises of individual rights, equal opportunity, and individual merit underpinning our constitutional republic, and therefore have no place in training for teachers, administrators, or other employees of the public educational system of the state of Georgia. All right, now I'm not an expert on anything. You know that. But I am absolutely convinced if that resolution, exactly as I just read it to you, was presented to Martin Luther King Jr., he would develop a huge smile and say, that is what I'm working for. That expresses what I am willing to lay my life down for, that we do not judge people according to the color of their skin. We do not prejudge them. We do not ascribe guilt or innocence simply because of the color of their skin or their gender or their sex. I am absolutely convinced Martin Luther King Jr. and the civil rights leaders of the 60s would read that and say, my goodness, this is at least part of what we are trying to accomplish. I really do believe that. And yet, the liberals are already saying, they're a bunch of racists down in Georgia. Really? Racist? Let me read it to you again. This is in part of the resolution by the Georgia School Board. Concepts that impute fault, blame, a tendency to oppress others, or the need to feel guilt or anguish to persons solely because of their race or sex violate the premises of individual rights, equal opportunity, and individual merit underpinning our constitutional republic, and therefore have no place in training for teachers, administrators, or other employees of the public educational system of the state of Georgia. And yet, that is being called racist. No, that's actually standing against racism. That is what equality is all about. Not prejudging someone because of the color of their skin. Ascribing guilt or innocence, superiority or inferiority simply because of the race of an individual. And that's exactly what CRT desires to do. Good for the state of Georgia. There is legislation being proposed here in the state of Ohio to do exactly the same. Wouldn't it be great if the Ohio School Board would just go ahead and do it themselves and take a real stand for real equality and real social justice? I'm not holding my breath, but I hope that the state legislature does their job in passing legislation that will prohibit this kind of discriminatory, racist, prejudicial teaching in Ohio schools. We can hope and pray. All right. You're listening to Bob Burney Live. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, we do this occasionally. If you're a regular listener, you know that Bob Burney Live has a time machine. Oh, yes, we do. Yes. And occasionally, you and I climb into the time machine. I don't know that we've ever gone into the future, but we have gone to the past on many, many occasions. Well, today, you and I are going to jump in the Bob Burney Live time machine, and we're going to go back not quite a year ago. We're going to go back to Thursday, July 2nd of 2020. Again, not quite a year ago, 11 months ago. All right? You ready? Here we go. Lock the door. Push the buttons. All right, here we are. And as we climb out of the time machine, we are in Los Angeles, California. And there is a newsstand right over there to the left. Do you see it? And there is the Los Angeles Times headline. This is from July 2nd, 2020. Los Angeles City Council votes to cut LAPD budget by $150 million. Here's the story. The Los Angeles City Council approved a $150 million cut to the Los Angeles Police Department's budget for the next fiscal year, mounting calls to, quote, defund the police. The Los Angeles City Council voted 12-2 to cut the Los Angeles County Police budget, 12-2, with Councilman John Lee and Joe Buscano voting in opposition to the decision. Okay, let me skip just a few paragraphs. All right, here. This is from, who's the quote here? Councilman Curran Price, one of the 12 that voted to defund the Los Angeles Police Department by a whopping, what was it? I said it just 2 minutes ago. $150 million. Yeah. This is Councilman Curran Price. Quote, I want to take this time to acknowledge Black Lives Matter LA organizers and others for keeping our feet to the fire and demanding more from our government. Social activism, including Black Lives Matter, is a movement that has amassed support from every corner of the globe and shows no signs of stopping. So, 1 year ago, Los Angeles City Council voted 12-2 to cut $150 million from the Los Angeles Police Department, the LAPD, and council gave credit to Black Lives Matter. Yeah, we're listening to them. And if we will just listen to them, things will get better. Okay. We're done there in July 2nd, so we got to get back in the time machine real quick because we're running out of time. So hop in the time machine again. All right, close the door, push the button. Okay, we are back now to June 4th, 2021. Here is the headline from the Los Angeles Times. 1 year later, after defunding the police department, headline, Murder in L.A. County jumps over 95% so far this year. That's the headline. Here's the story. Murders in Los Angeles County have skyrocketed more than 95% so far this year compared to the same period in 2020. We don't have good news, unfortunately, L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said as he listed off the latest crime statistics. In addition to the 95.24% jump in murders year over year, the L.A. Sheriff's Department and the L.A. Police Department reported increases of 40.11% in grand theft auto, 22.4% in arson, 12.9% in aggravated assault, and 7.8% in forcible rape. Violent crime totally is up 36%. The Los Angeles official went on to say, quote, all huge numbers, all very troublesome. Are you listening? Quote, we have less cops on the street, more crooks, less consequences. You know, what could go wrong with that combination, right? Yeah. Same thing has happened in Seattle. Same thing has happened in Portland, Oregon. Same thing has happened in Chicago. These major liberal left-led Democrat-controlled cities, because of the influence of the radical activists from the far left, like Black Lives Matter, has said, we got to get rid of the police. We got to defund the police. If we do that, things will go better. We would communicate to the community that we're on their side, and all we got to do is just talk nice, treat people nice, and get rid of those nasty, terrible police. Well, we've had 1 year. And the headline I saw this morning, major American cities brace for increased summer violence. Oh, yeah. Include Columbus, Ohio in that as well. How's this working out? Not real well.